888-238 and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. I want you to have a great time. Drive safe. Probably stay off the roads. There's so much traffic going on. Stay home and have a great old time in your backyard. Do some planning. This is the weekend. This is the official beginning of the garden season where it's traditionally is safe every place in the Northeast to plant the garden. Most of mine is in about three quarters. We're working like crazy. I know you have too. But if we can help you, if you have any questions about certain vegetables or flowers, perennials, some shrubbery that you're thinking of planting or looking for some ideas of what the best tree would be for flowering or shade for your property, the number, 800-259-9231. You give us a call. We're all going to work together, and you're going to have a great gardening season. This is going to be a year that we're going to remember. We remember last year because all it did was rain, but this is going to be a good gardening season, and I want you to keep saying that. The weather's going to cooperate. We're going to do some planting around the yard, make the yard look good, and that way if we do stay home, we can sit in the backyard, enjoy the deck covered with flowers. The garden's full of fresh vegetables, grass nice and green, and shrubs in bloom. So if you're looking for some color during the summer, the number, 800-259-9231. Now, I know a lot of you are planting tomatoes, and there's a couple of things you should know about tomatoes. First of all, if last year you had a problem with that blight that hit us all in July and wiped out everything that we had, you need to use a bacteria that will take care of it, okay? And the name of the bacteria is Actinovate, A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E. It's something that you put in the ground at the time of planting, and that will help a great deal, okay? So make sure that you put some of that on. When I plant all my gardens, the one thing that I put in is a little bit of soil moist. It helps to retain moisture. It will help you to cut back on the amount of watering. And on those hot, hot days, less stress on your plants. If there's less stress, they're going to grow better. So just all you need is a good pinch of soil moist. And that will help a great deal. Now, fertilizer, I use compost, I use mycorrhiza, and that makes a big thing. The other thing, I want you to think about your tomatoes. Did your tomatoes last year, did they have the first maybe one or two clusters? Do you have a little brown spot on the bottom of your tomato? Well, that's called blossom end rot. And it's a Oh, it's not a disease. It's like a malfunction of the plant if the soil isn't the way it should be. And it's something that can be very common if the soils are acidic or when you're growing tomatoes in containers. So if you're growing tomatoes in containers and say you're trying those topsy-turvy or you're growing a lot of tomatoes in whiskey barrels or big plastic pots, there's a product called Tomato Maker. And Tomato Maker is found at most garden centers. It's by a company called Organic Labs. And if you can mix in the Tomato Maker with your soil in your containers, it will neutralize the acidity and will prevent blossom and rot. It's not too late to add it to your container, but go to your local nursery and get this Tomato Maker. It's a great product. And I know it's something that you're going to like because it will prevent it. So dig a hole, put a little bit of Actinivate to prevent the fungus, a little bit of soil moist to help retain the moisture in the soil, some Mycorrhiza, and Mycorrhiza can be found in a couple of places. A product called Thrive, which is a liquid version of the Mycorrhiza. A company called Espoma, and they have a product called Biotone that will have the Mycorrhiza in it. So if you use the Mycorrhiza, a little bit of soil moist, and then if you've had the problem with the black spot, get some Tomato Maker, and that will help to make your tomatoes grow like crazy. Okay, it's as easy as that. Now, if you're going to grow some green peppers will do best with a lot of sun, and the hotter, the better. Now, when you plant, if you can put them so they are in black plastic, like a landscape fabric or a black mulch, it warms up the soil ahead of schedule. It keeps the soil warmer than normal, and that will increase the rate that your peppers are going to grow. Put a little bit of soil moist, put a little bit of the Mycorrhiza, either Plant Thrive or the Biotone, and work it in really well, and then plant. And if you have that black plastic or the landscape fabric, just cut a hole in it. Dig and then dig right through the hole that you've made and put them in there. You're going to see a tremendous difference on your green peppers because they love the heat. Also, eggplant. Eggplant loves the heat. The hotter, the better. If you like eggplant and you haven't had good luck in the past, try putting some landscape fabric. And all you do is just unroll it, cut a neck in it, dig your hole right in the middle of the fabric. And then put your soil moist, because peppers love to stay wet. And they'll get a little bit of blossom and rot, too. That will make a big, big difference. So there's a few things for you this morning to make your garden going, to give you a little bit of a jump start. But get going. Mix up a pot of coffee. Take a look at the newspaper to get everything going. And then get outside, and let's get some work done. Now, if you're putting in a new perennial bed, and you're not quite sure what the exposure is, if you go to your local nursery, they can help you to select the best perennials for your location. And that's going to make a big, big difference in your plants. I mean, there's no sense putting shade plants in full sun and full sun plants in the shade. Talk to the people at your local nursery. This morning, we're broadcasting from Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to help you with all of your gardening needs. So come on by. The doors are open. They've made coffee, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. Now, I'm noticing in my yard some rose chafer. And rose chafer is a little grayish-colored beetle. And normally you see two of them, one on top of the other, eating your plants. And it's in the beetle family. Choose the foliage. And I noticed some on some Bradford pear and a couple of them on a flowering crab that I have. So if you want something that will take care of that type of a chewing insect, there's a product very safe made by Bonide called 8, E-I-G-H-T, just like the number 8. And that will help to keep the rose chafer at bay. And you can use it on your rose bushes, too. It will also take care of the Japanese beetles when the Japanese beetles come. So just be aware of it. There are insects out there. They're beginning to feed. And your plants are young. They're just beginning to grow. And if you can prepare yourself, that will make a big difference. And that way you stay one jump ahead of them. There's also a lot of caterpillars around. And if you want to stay organic, to kill caterpillars, there is a product called Spinozad. And Spinozad is wonderful. It's a biological way of controlling all types of caterpillars. You can ask for Spinozad. If your nursery you go has Bonide, they have a product called Captain Jack. And Captain Jack is Spinozad. And it's a virus. You spray it on your plants. It won't hurt the birds. It won't hurt the bees. It won't hurt anything but caterpillars and also the Colorado potato beetle. Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted Organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens, help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinozad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I hope you all have a great one. A little bit of cookout, a little bit of gardening, maybe a lot of gardening. And, I mean, this is the time, folks, if we're going to get everything ready for late summer harvest, early fall harvest, we got to get everything in the ground. So get down to your local garden center and pick up some plants and get them in the ground. And take your time. Don't rush. Don't just throw them in. Space them. And if you're not quite sure on how big the plants are going to grow, while you're at the garden center, the nursery people can help you. That's the advantage over the big box stores. They have no idea. The guy that's selling plants today was selling 2x4s yesterday. So go to your nursery. They can direct you in the right direction, and they can help you. We are at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire today, and we're broadcasting until 10. I'll be here until 2 to answer your questions, so please come on by and say hello. And if you have questions, bring them with you. If you have a plant question or a weed or something, dig them up, bring them down. We'll work together to solve your problem. Don, who's up first this morning?
Up first, this is Debbie from, I didn't get where she's from, but it's Debbie who has a question about Russian sage.
Okay. Good morning, Debbie, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Hi, Paul. I've been waiting all week to call you. I have been having such a problem with Russian sage. I've tried to grow it, and it never really did that well, you know, but no diseases or anything. And then last year I bought a new one. And it was looking really good all spring. And then this week, all of a sudden, I go out, and the leaves on the edges are all turning black, and it's kind of curling up. So I sprayed it with Serenade, thinking fungus. And then the next day I went out, and it was looking, the whole thing was looking even worse. And I saw a tiny little red bug, about a 16th of an inch red bug. And the plant looked even worse. So I sprayed it with some 8, and it's just looking really bad. Is there any hope?
How big is this plant when you put it in?
It was probably about 4 feet tall. The trunk was about maybe an inch and a half in diameter.
Okay, and you've been watering it, keeping it nice and moist?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. In fact, I have, because it's right near something that I've had to keep moist. Yeah.
Okay. What I would suggest that you do is cut off a little piece, about 3 or 4 inches, and take that piece to the nursery where you bought it. Okay? Now, when you purchased it, sometimes they come bald in burlap. Sometimes they come in plastic containers. If they're in ball and burlap, it could be that when the nursery received it, in the shipping process, there could have been some banging around, and you could have had some damage to the root ball. In that case, then the nursery where you purchased it should be able to guarantee it for you. But what I want you to do, take your fingers, dig in the ground around it to see how wet the soil is, because this plant should not have gone downhill that fast. We did have a frost in northern New England about 2 weeks ago, and a lot of plants were damaged. I had a lot of damage at my house on plants that had been in for several years, yews, encianthus, Japanese red leaf maples, hosta, bleeding heart lilies, a lot of plants that should not have been frosted. They were hit with it. So there's a possibility it's that. And that was created with the above normal weather, temperature-wise, that we've had in the last month here. And everything is about 2 weeks ahead. So if it started on the tips turning brown, it could be that it was hit with the frost. But cut off a little piece, bring it down to your local nursery, and see if they can identify the problem by looking at the foliage. Okay? The other thing that you can do is get yourself some liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro. And I would make 2 or 3 gallons and really saturate the root ball around it. And that's going to help to give the roots a push to try and reverse this downward spiral. So give it a good shot of some liquid fertilizer. But cut off a piece, bring it to the nursery where you brought it, and show it to them. And maybe the plants that they have at their store are showing the same signs. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try My Pillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, My Pillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. My Pillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. My Pillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. My Pillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. My Pillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite-resistant, machine-washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is June from Plymouth, who has a question about eucalyptus and a question about a landfill.
June, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have three questions for you this morning.
Okay.
One, I have gall on an eucalyptus emerogatae. And is there anything I can do for it? Two, some of my humeral callus have yellow stripes emerging from the base of the plant. Is this a fungus or a virus? And what can I use on it? And number three, our landfill has free compost developed from the yard waste brought there by town residents. Do you think it's safe to use it?
Is it like leaves and things like that that people have brought?
Yes.
Yeah, I would definitely go. Where I live, they don't do it, but I know a lot of towns now are composting, and the stuff is wonderful. A lot of the towns, they limit you to the amount that you can take. But I'll tell you, this is, it's leaves, it's pine needles, There's nothing toxic in it. And it's been well composted so that if there was grass clippings that you had used a weed killer in it, it would have been from last year. And because it takes a whole year to make compost for the most part. And any products like that, weed killers or pre-emergence, would have broken down and become null and void at that point. So definitely take as much as they will allow you. Put it in your garden. Till it in. Especially if you've got sandy soils or clay-type soils, it will break it up. You can even use it as a mulch. I have several gardens that I use compost instead of pine bark mulch. And it's beautiful. It's got that nice, like a coffee ground texture. It's wonderful. On your daylily, it's got the yellow stripes coming. That's a virus. To be perfectly honest, I would dig it up and I would get rid of it just so that it doesn't have a chance to go to other daylilies on your property. Or dig it up and put it as far away from everything else. But if it's in a bed with other varieties, get it out of there. I wouldn't even try using fungicides or products like that. Just dig it out and get it out, because usually it's a virus and they do have the capability of spreading. They move with wind and they move with rain. And, you know, the days are going to get hot. You're going to be putting a sprinkler on, and then you could run into a problem. And gall on the euonymus. Usually, you get a gall if there were damage to the stems or the branches. And the best thing to do, take your pruners and go an inch in front of the gall and remove it. If there's a lot of galls on that plant, you know, sometimes you'll only have one. Just get it out of there, because that gall contains spores. It's going to spread to the rest of the plant, and you just don't want to take a chance. If you have others, especially, you know, get rid of any of those galls, because in the days to come, that looks like a big raisin, but more on a creamy tan color. It's going to soften with the weather, and it's going to produce spores that will blow around in the air and infect the plant even worse. So prune it out, get it out of there, and if there's a lot on one plant, it may be to your advantage again. Just, you know, if you can prune it and remove the gall without making the plant look too bad, try it and see what's going to happen. But if the whole plant is covered, dig it up. Get rid of it. Put it in the trash. Don't even put it in your compost pile. Just get it out of there. And you're better to be safe than sorry. You can buy a new plant for $30. And if you've got others, you know, you run the risk of it spreading from plant to plant to plant. But it's damage that was created. It could have been in the shipping process. It could have been when it was planted. Nothing that you've done wrong, but you can solve the problem by removing them if there's only a couple. But if there's a lot, get rid of it. Thank you, June. Have a great holiday weekend. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Dottie from New Hampshire, who has a question about a rose bush.
Dottie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dottie from New Hampshire. Yes. Good morning, Paul. I have a couple of questions. One is about a rose bush that I received for Mother's Day. It's a hybrid tea rose, and I planted it in the garden where it would get about a half a day of sun, and I have been watering it almost every day, and what I've noticed is some of the leaves are turning yellow.
Okay. Are you wetting the leaves when you water?
Yes.
Okay. The worst thing you can do, Dottie, you've got to try and keep the water away from the foliage, especially if you're watering it late in the day. That way, the leaves stay wet all night, and you're more likely to have fungus problems on it. Now, first of all, cut back the amount of watering that you're doing. You don't need to water it every day. If you did it every other day, that would be fine. Because, see, the nurseries will water more often because the pot is out of the ground. and the sun is hitting the pot. So it's drying the soil, not just from the top, but from the sides. Your roots are in the ground, so they're staying cooler, so they won't need as much watering. And try and avoid overhead watering if at all possible. For most plants, it's not a problem, but for rose bushes, they are. Now, what I would do, all the yellow leaves that you have there, pick them off, because they're eventually going to make spores. And pick up a package of the Bayer Rose and Flower. It's a rose, complete rose and flower care. It will fertilize the rose. It will take care of insects and diseases. Now, they make a couple of different products, but I think if you could get something like that, do it today, you'll be in great shape. But do not get the foliage wet. If you're going to water with the hose, put the end of the hose right on the ground and let it saturate. A rose will need 3 to 5 gallons of water per week. And if you can give them 3 to 5 gallons of water per week, that's all they're going to need. And it can be in 2 applications. You don't need to do it every single day, okay? Cut back on your watering, stop overhead, and you'll be in great shape. Now, I know a lot of you are going to be spending some time out in the yard, and the mosquitoes are all over the place. I just sprayed my backyard yesterday with a new product from EcoSmart. It's called Mosquito and Tick Control. We have dogs, and I don't want them to pick up any ticks. And we have a lot of trees and shade in the backyard, and that's their yard to do as they please. And this is a totally organic product. And they have it, you know, your regular aerosol that you spray like a fogger. But if you've got a big area, they have a concentrate. I don't know of any company that does this. It's a concentrate with a built-in sprayer. And you attach it to your hose, turn on the water, and as the water comes out, it mixes all by itself. And it will treat like 5,000 square feet. And what's good is it will last about 3 to 4 weeks. So any place where you have like a round shrubbery, where you have tall grasses, but if you can get this down now, and then when you have your cookout this afternoon and tonight, you're going to have fewer mosquitoes, and it's all organic. But it's EcoSmart Mosquito and Tick Control. And it seems to work. So give it a try. It's all natural. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Cape Cod, who has a question about some vines.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. I have
some pesky vines overrunning my Rosa rugosa. Trimming them just makes them grow that faster, and they're really mixed in pretty thickly. What can I do to try to get rid of them?
Okay. See, the problem with you can't take like a spray can or a mister bottle and spray it on the foliage. Because if you do that, the weed killer that's going to kill the weed will also hurt the Rosa rugosa. So the only thing that I would suggest that you do is I would go through there as best as you can and hand pull whatever you see for now. Try and clean it out. That's going to really, really hurt it. When it comes back, it's going to be in a stress situation. Buy yourself some Roundup. Mix up some Roundup in like a coffee can. And get yourself a 1-inch wide sponge-type paintbrush. And what you're going to have to do is to hand paint the foliage of the weed with the Roundup. And that will control it. See, if you take a mister and you go, psh, 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 it sends out a mist pattern about 12 inches. And if it's absorbed on the foliage of the Rosa rugosa, you're going to hurt the Rosa rugosa as well as the weed. And you don't have to paint every leaf. But I would get out there, put on a long sleeve shirt, a pair of gloves, and get as many of the leaves painted with the Roundup and that will knock it out. Now, what I would do is go back about a week later and give it a second application, but begin by removing as much of the weed as possible. And then, when it begins to reemerge, then you can hit it again, and that's going to make a big difference in the knocking down power of the Roundup. Now, they make two strengths. One of them is 18%, one of them is 40%. Spend the extra money, buy the extra strength Roundup, but do not spray it. You're going to have to hand paint it. It makes a big, big difference. Okay? A phone number, 800-259-9231. And if you like organic products and your nursery doesn't carry them, I'll give you a website where you can go. It's called extremelygreen.com. Just like it sounds, extremelygreen.com. And go on that website. They have all kinds of products that are organic and natural, and that will help you to get the products that you need to do the job. Okay? Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joan from Massachusetts, who has a question about her vegetable garden.
Joan, good morning. Welcome to
the garden. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
A week or so ago, I planted my vegetable garden, and everything's coming up fine, and now I have cats digging it up, and this happened last year also. Do you have a solution?
Okay. What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to get a cat repellent. And there is a very, very good one on the market. Most of the companies will sell products to repel deer and rabbits and groundhogs and squirrels and voles and moles. But if you go to your local nursery, garden center, they can help you to select a cat repellent. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll give you the name of it and how to use it. Very safe, very effective. I have a cat that lives across the street, and it thinks my yard is its bathroom.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts on the field with Dave Meller, director of grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, your field looks great.
In this league, Ashton, it has to. That's why we use Scotts.
Nice. Any advice for fans who want their grass to be green and thick?
Funny you should ask. I actually helped Scotts develop two new products to do just that. Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Fenway Park Grass Seed.
Oh, so now fans can use the same Scotts fertilizer technology and actual grass seed varieties you use here.
Absolutely. Now anyone can get big league results, even if they don't happen to have a grounds crew.
Hey, that'll certainly give Red Sox fans something to get excited about.
Yep, that. And beating the Yankees.
Yeah, Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Grass Seed by Scotts. Scotts, the official lawn care company of the Boston Red Sox.
Play ball!
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. Come on by and say hello. We would love to see you. We were talking with Joan about a problem with a cat coming into the garden. There's a product, fairly new, last couple of years, from a company called Shake Away. And it's a granular product designed for domestic cats. And I've had pretty good results with it. My neighbor's cat, during the winter, decided that up against my house that faces south, where it really doesn't freeze unless you get a lot of snow, that was going to be the place for the bathroom. Put the Shake Away, and that stopped. And we had some digging, like you, in the vegetable garden. And I put the Shake Away for domestic cats around the perimeter of the garden, because he was always going in the same area, and I just lightly sprinkled it all the way around the perimeter, and I haven't had any digging. If you do get a heavy rain, you probably will have to reapply it, but if you can train them now, it will eliminate the problem for later. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Corrine, who has a question about her junipers.
Corrine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have an area in back of my garage that's a slight hill. And I remember you mentioning that the creeping juniper would hold this the soil, so I thought I'd give it a try. This has been probably about 8 years. And what's happening is that every single year I have to spend so much time on the killback. The tips will die, and I will, you know, clip them. But I noticed that underneath there are branches, long branches, that have died. I don't know whether it's because they haven't, you know, had the sun, they're buried or what, but it's just taking a lot of my time. And we fertilize, and I just don't know what else I can do. It's quite an area, so I really hate to, you know, just pull it all out. One thing that I'm wondering is, should I just let it grow to a certain length and then keep it at that length? Would that help? Rather than let it get long and lanky.
Is it like a flat growing, a ground cover type juniper?
Yeah, it is. I know there's several different kinds that I have there, you know, just for the variety and the greens. But I know one of them is called Bahaba.
Yeah, Bahaba is a real good juniper. So they're not thickening. They're not filling in, right?
They're very thick.
They're very thick.
But at the ends. At the end, you know, towards the bottom of this slight hilly area, there's just a lot of dieback. And then I can see as they're growing all the way up, the tips, for some reason, just the little tips they're brown. So I snip them off. It's just that there's so much of it. And what's left there is beautiful. And as I notice as I cut them that... they will, thicken up even more. But
okay.
That's a problem in itself, because if the thicker it gets, underneath is deprived of the sun.
Okay. What you want to do, when you're getting some tip dieback like that, it could be a little bit of insect damage. And it could be mites. It could be a lot of different things. What you want to do is get a product called Tree and Shrub. Now, Tree and Shrub is made by Fertilome, and it's also made by Bonide. And this is a systemic product that you mix with water, and you would just spray it on the ground. The roots are going to absorb it. The foliage is going to absorb it, and it will last in the plant for one whole season, preventing this from happening. Now, it sounds to me that it is more insect than fungus or winter kill, because it would be all over the plant if it was a winter kill problem. So get Tree and Shrub Systemic Drench, and you would just spray the whole hill with it, give it a chance to kind of soak in. The plant will absorb it. And anything that starts to suck on that plant or chew on that plant is going to be in for a real surprise. And normally one good application will last a whole season. 800-259-9231. Give us a call or better still, come on down to Freshwater Farms in Atkinson, New Hampshire.